Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said the number of COVID-19 cases was spiking across the country, and in his words, it will probably and unfortunately get worse before it gets better. Trump said some areas of our country are doing very well, while others are doing less well. The president also made his strongest statement yet Tuesday regarding wearing facial coverings, saying whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. Meantime, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, laid out his economic plan for the country during a speech in his home state of Delaware Tuesday. He blamed President Trump for failing to lead during the coronavirus pandemic. With more than 14.8 million confirmed cases and more than 613,000 fatalities, here in the U.S., researchers are reporting progress on the race to develop a safe and effective vaccine against the disease. Staying here in the U.S., police in the city of Chicago say 14 people were injured, one person being questioned, additional suspects being sought after gunfire erupted outside of a funeral home on the city's south side, where at least one police squad car was present. Police say shots came from a passing SUV. Police officials said several targets of the shooting returned fire. The shooting comes as Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, announced the city intends to cooperate with law enforcement agents President Trump is sending there, this according to the Chicago Tribune. Trump plans come after federal agents in Portland, Oregon, spark opposition among these city officials because of federal agents on the city's streets. President reportedly considering sending about 150 agents to Chicago, where the crime has spiked. Via remote, this is